For Monday, we talked to Blake McDonald, the president of World Health. He joins us once again. Blake, how are you, man?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good. A topic, and I kind of jokingly said it because most of us, like, I love sugar. I try to cut it out, but I still love it, and it sucks me back in all the time. And obviously, you know, if you keep it to a normal level, you'll probably have a little bit more success. But, you know, there's more and more studies on sugar, Blake, and really kind of what it does to our thyroid and metabolism. Let's start there.
Yeah, like, you know, it's funny, and in a sugar, and we really are a sugar addicted society.
Yep.
We're so used to the taste of it. We're so used to having it, you know, and everything we eat and drink. And you know, what it's causing is a huge problem for our society. So there's a couple of really, like, scary facts. 35% of the population in North America suffer from some undiagnosed thyroid dysfunction. And metabolic syndrome, which is the actual condition for this, has become so common, they're actually predicting it's going to eventually bankrupt our healthcare system. And it's because sugar, when we take in too much sugar, we're not able to manage our blood sugar levels, and it's really hard on our thyroid gland.
Now, explain to people maybe who don't know exactly what the thyroid is.
Yeah, so it's a gland just under your Adam's apple. It doesn't look like much, but it's probably the most important engine of your metabolism. And it essentially controls how sensitive your body is to the release of other hormones. So pretty much every cell in your body has receptors for the thyroid hormone. And when working properly, think of it like a remote control for your, you know, proper metabolism, for growth, cardiovascular and reproductive health. So it's a pretty important gland in your body.
Now, it would seem obvious why sugar is bad, right? Like, there's natural sugars, but the processed sugar. And as more and more studies come, why are we realizing why sugar is actually so bad for us?
Yeah. So, you know, and I'm not a doctor, so I don't want to, like, go into medical terms. But, you know, trying to keep it very simple, when you eat too much sugar, the pancreas, which is another gland, secretes what's called insulin. And it really is what's responsible for moving excess sugar from your blood into the cells where sugar is used to produce energy. But with too much sugar in the blood over time, those cells lose the ability to respond to insulin. And it's as if insulin's knocking at the door and the cells can't hear it. And so when this insulin resistance happens, your thyroid gland is working overtime to emit enough thyroid hormone to the pancreas to counter this. And eventually it just burns out. Gets worn out, and it starts to produce less and less. And that inhibits all kinds of function in your body, and it creates some pretty crappy symptoms, things like fatigue, weight gain, depression, anxiety, high cholesterol, constipation, hair loss, dry skin, all kinds of different problems. So it can become, when your thyroid gland's not working properly because it's been burned out by, you know, bad sugar levels, it eventually screws up everything else in the body.
Now, I know there's other things that can throw off our thyroid, right? Like too much soy and lithium and smoking and stress and a lot of things. But so if we just focus it maybe from a sugar standpoint, what are some of your tips on how to reduce the amount of sugar we take in and to control, more importantly, our blood sugar levels?
No, you nailed it, Jason. That's exactly what we have to do. We have to limit the amount of sugar and keep it in control. So we do things like, you know, avoiding sweet tasting foods. I mean, that's just an easy one. Maybe not so easy for some people, but, you know, using, you know, just knowing which foods are sweet and not, and being able to detect that with your taste buds. You know, reading food labels is a big thing, and knowing, you know, sneaky sugar aliases like fructose corn syrup or dried sugar cane or molasses. Those things can be, you know, they don't look that bad on a label, but, you know, if there's a lot of it in something, they can be, you know, it's high in sugar. You can buy unsweetened versions of food. But the big thing is, you know, also don't go to a cold turkey. No one can actually cut everything out. So, you know, if normally you put a couple packets of sugar in your coffee, you know, next week, try one a week and then, you know, maybe a half. And then finally, just only add a splash of milk. Another good thing is, you know, focusing on proteins and fats, which, you know, or fiber, and putting all of those things into your meals, which slows down the release of blood sugar. You know, never go fake. So try to resist the diet sodas or the sugar-free candies, packets of fake sugar in your latte. So it totally messes up your taste for sweet. And when you eat something sweet, your body expects calories and nutrition, but artificial sugars don't give your body those things. And so that's why fake sugars are sometimes associated with weight gain instead of loss. Add spices rather than sugars. And, you know, don't drink your sugars. That's probably one of the biggest things we tell people is don't, you know, try and avoid obviously soda, but also understand the sugar that can be contained in things like enhanced waters. Some of them have 8 teaspoons of sugar in a bottle.
Yeah.
You know, bottled iced teas, which can have as many as 9 teaspoons. You know, even some smoothies, you know, that you can oftentimes get at store-bought smoothies will have as many as a dozen teaspoons. So there are things that you can kind of do, just small things, you know, drinking water instead of all of those options, you're so much further ahead. And it just, you know, it's just so much easier on your thyroid gland. At the end of the day, it's what we always preach on this show. It's about smart choices. And, you know, there's all kinds of examples of on the internet of how minimizing your sugar intake just completely changes people's lives.
Blake McDonald from World Health joins. Now, Blake, we do need a certain amount of sugar, right? Like, we can't go cold turkey. We need some, correct? Like, and I know, obviously, a person's size will come into it. How do we balance to know if we're getting the right amount for energy and not the wrong amount where it becomes thyroid issues or weight gain and other things?
Well, you hear a lot of people talk about carbs. Carbs are sugars. And so, you know, just when you're getting your sugars from sources like vegetables or you're getting them from you know, fibrous type material, like even fruit is better than, you know, eating candy or, you know, drinking an iced tea. And you're just, it's not really about like cutting sugar out completely or cutting carbs out completely. It's about making smart choices. And that's why, like, going back to the tips that I went through, you know, what you're trying to do is you're trying to reduce the times that your body gets thrown into these insulin spikes. Because it's, you know, that's what's causing your thyroid to work overtime.
Blake, it's something that I think we need to discuss it more often, because when I hear things in, you know, on the news and stuff, it's kind of insignificant, where there needs to be more of a push about the limiting of sugars for everybody, because I agree with you. I think it's the biggest non-talked about concern for us moving forward in our healthcare system and just in our overall everyday life.
It is. It is. And 35, you think about that number, 35% of people, you know, are living, you know, 1 in 3 people in North America today are living with undiagnosed thyroid dysfunction primarily because they are eating too much sugar. So, you know, if we can just work to reduce that in our everyday life, and it, you know, it's not about cutting it out. It's about, you know, just being responsible with it. We're so much further ahead, and we just see it all the time with our clients that come into World Health. Every day, if we make smart choices, it's not about changing your life completely and not doing anything that's fun or not eating anything that's great. It's just about making smarter choices.
And the other thing is, then if it's undetected, they should definitely go see their family doctor and say, hey, you know what? Can you check this?
Yeah, I mean, there's drugs you can use to treat a lot of it, to treat a thyroid that's not working properly. But at the end of the day, you know, you gotta treat the source of the problem, which a lot of times is that, you know, not managing your blood sugar levels properly.
Blake, as always, good stuff, man. I appreciate it. We will talk to you next month. Now, by the way, who's your NFL team that you cheer for?
Oh, I'm a Redskins fan.
Oh, big game tonight against the Steelers. A lot of people
big
picking
game.
The Steelers to be like a Super Bowl contender.
So. Well, yeah. And, you know, it's been a couple of lean years for the Redskins. So hoping they can step it up this year.
Well, we will see if Kirk Cousins picks up where he left off last year.
Absolutely. That would be great.
Blake, appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, guys.